Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Good morning, Morgan. My name is Ariel. I'm calling you from the dispute department at Bank of Montreal. I have a mutual customer on the line who has some charges on their card from you guys, and we're trying to get this canceled and stopped, so I'm just hoping you can help her out with this today.
Yes, can I get their zip code and first and last name?
Yeah, I'm going to add her to the call, and she's going to give you the info, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Dolores. Thanks again for your patience. So I have Morgan on the line. Morgan's going to help us out today with the inquiry. So Morgan will ask you a couple questions to locate the charge on their end, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Morgan.
Yes, I'm going to get your zip code.
Blanking out here, Harvey. Zip code. 34228.
34228.
Correct.
And your first and last name?
Dolores Pierce.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. And could you verify your mailing address?
5635 Gulf of Mexico Drive, Unit 201, Longboat Key, Florida, 34228.
Yes, and it looks like there was a contest entered for a Dyson. In order to be eligible, you have to be enrolled in our app, Bytes Hub. They pick those winners from our subscriptions.
I have not entered for a Dyson.
Do you recall signing up for Bytes Hub?
For
or doing, what? Do you recall signing up for Bytes Hub or doing any surveys and trying to claim a prize at the end of that survey?
Nope, I delete all those.
Are you familiar with the email address, piercedolores@hotmail.com?
That is my email address.
As well as the phone number, 941-806-7845.
Correct.
Yes, it looks like that subscription was started underneath that email address, as well as that phone number. Do you recall if you did anything for like an iPad, iPhone, PlayStation 5, or a kitchen mixer, anything like that?
Nope.
So we can go ahead and have this account canceled. If you give one moment, I can also give you a cancellation number.
Okay, but that's not what I'm calling about, but...
You said you were calling about a charge?
How do I have to do this?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What do I do? Could you cancel that, or do I cancel this?
Yes, I can cancel the account, and I can give you a cancellation number for your person records.
Okay. I'll take that.
Give me one moment.
Not bad.
And this account has been canceled. The confirmation number is 92 04 95 826.
Okay, but that isn't what I'm calling about. I know nothing about that. I am calling about charges from on my account from mcvproduct.com or something.
Yes, our charges for Bytes Hub is for a meal planning app. It would have been started from a contest that was entered for a Dyson vacuum. However, this account was just now canceled.
What about the charges on my account?
We only have one charge. That was from March 30th. That takes 3 to 5 days to refund.
No, I'm calling about the charges from February.
Our only charge was for March 30th.
Well, then she's got the wrong number. Do I still have the other person online with me?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so this will be credited
in 3 to 5 days.
$59.23.
Our charge was for $59.89.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thanks. She called this one evidently. The new one.
Are you there?
Hello.
My wife is on the phone with you, and she...
From the bank. I want the lady from the bank.
Yeah.
We're not the bank. I'm not sure where she went.
Yeah, but we have charges 109, 105, 109, 105.
This was different.
Yes, sir. Our only charges from March 30th.
So she didn't send you the February ones.
It's a different telephone number.
I know, just let me answer my questions. You have nothing there for
That's
February.
Not our charge, so we wouldn't be able to assist with that. Our charge is from March 30th, and that was canceled and refunded.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for all your customer support. You have a great day.